Welcome, everybody, into another hour of America Tonight. I'm Bob Long, sitting in for Kate Delaney, who is taking a very much deserved night off from her hosting duties here on the broadcast. She's over in Ireland. Earlier this week, she was doing some live broadcasts from there, but she handed the keys over to me for a few nights this week, and it's been my pleasure to spend time with you guys on the other side of the radio. Well, so far tonight, we've talked everything from the debate of last night, the presidential debate, to home defense and military stuff, to music. And now we're going to shine the spotlight on a great friend of mine and the sport of boxing. What can I say about this gentleman? This gentleman is truly one of my best friends in all the world. Ironically, I talked to him on the phone about 9 years before we actually met in person. He is a former nationally syndicated radio talk show host, sports radio talk show host, boxing expert, and in the past decade or so has really carved out a tremendous niche for himself with his own television show. He is the co-owner and co-producer and host of In This Corner Television. It's my pleasure to welcome James Smith, better known as Smitty, to America Tonight. Smitty, thank you so much for joining us.
What a cornucopia, a plethora of an eclectic group of people. The debate, music, wow, that's interesting. And now boxing. So what a fit.
Absolutely. But it all kind of meshes together.
Well, yeah. You know, in fact, when I was doing my post-debate analysis, I likened a lot of the stuff to a major prize fight, you know, leading up. They almost built the damn thing up like a prize fight, and you know, and for people, a lot of people who were asking me about Obama's performance and or lack thereof, it reminded me one analogy I gave of you know, some very great fighters who, leaving the ring upon a not great performance, have actually said to me, leaving the ring, heading back to the dressing room, you know, Smitty, I just didn't have it when I went in there. And I kind of thought early on that Barack Obama just didn't have it, was listless, the performance, and so it kind of reminded me of certain fights. But, you know, in boxing, we judge a guy, and now they're 12 rounds, they used to be 15 rounds, perhaps for Obama supporters, he is, you know, is just going to let this guy, you know, shoot his best stuff early and take him into deep waters and drown him in the late rounds. We'll see how it plays itself out. But kind of everything I do, boxing is sort of a metaphor for life anyway. So I use that analogy with a lot of things I do.
It is so true. Let's talk a little bit about your background. You're from Miami, Florida, and you yourself are no stranger, as viewers of In This Corner TV know, that you get into the ring with these boxers. But you spent some time, my friend, as a professional boxer yourself. Tell us about those years.
Well, you know, I grew up in Miami and was blessed enough to, as a young boy, meet Muhammad Ali and get to know him quite well. And at the same time, I was a ball boy for the Miami Dolphins, who happened to be the only unbeaten team in the history of the National Football League. So got right into sports early on, played some high school football, a couple of years in college. And for whatever reason, my body decided it wasn't going to grow anymore. And like you, I'm a rather diminutive chap. And I was a little angry after 2 years of college football that I wasn't going to go any further. And I said, what's the smart, cerebral thing to do? Go box professionally. And I learned early, because I went right to the same gym, the Fifth Street gym where Ali trained, and jumped in there and never had an amateur fight, but I was a heck of an athlete. And I learned right away that if I wanted to keep this pretty face, a lengthy professional career was not going to be for me. But fortunately, I did it for a few years. I was able to work out and spar and train with some of the great fighters, including a guy like Roberto Duran, who I finally did an entire show with just the other day, one of the great fighters of all time. And those 3 years of boxing professionally really helped me for not only what I do now, which is obviously interview the greatest fighters on the planet, but one of the unique things we've done for the past decade on the show is I get in the ring with these great fighters and they demonstrate the skills that have made them a champion. And so I've actually been in the ring with no less than 45 world champions, and I must admit, I've never lost. Now, I've never won, but I've never lost, and I've remained pretty much unscathed, with the exception of a few things. So that boxing career, although it certainly was nothing, no stellar performance, it really helps me with what I do today because I understand the sport, hopefully, as good, if not better, than anybody who covers it.
Smitty, tell us about your earliest memories of Muhammad Ali.
You know, as I answered the phone, I was looking up, and you've been to my house here, and above my fireplace is a picture of Ali and I when I'm a little boy, and people who go to my, can go to my website, inthiscornertv.com, and different places and see there's a wonderful bunch of pictures, but one in particular, the first day I met Ali, I waited outside the Fifth Street Gym, on a corner where my uncle told me that, he would be coming, and it was a Sunday morning, and I waited and waited and stood there in I had a little jacket that, much to my mother's dismay, I had taken, and this white jacket and written Muhammad Cassius Clay Ali in some magic markers or whatever I could find. And I sat there and waited, and I saw two dark figures coming towards me after sitting there in the sun in Miami for about, maybe an hour. And all of a sudden, as they got closer, I recognized that one of the guys was Ali. And he got up to me, and he took a look. He stopped, and he looked down, and he put his, arm around me. And we walked up the rickety steps of the Fifth Street Gym, and there was a rope that would cordon off the fans from going where the fighters, and I stopped, and he said, "No, kid, you're coming with me." And one of the interesting things that he said to me, and I'll never forget it, because he said to me, "Little white boy, what do you want to be if you ever grow up?" And I said, "I want to be like Johnny Carson. I just saw you on Carson. I want to have my own show." And he said, "You know what? You will have your own show someday, little white kid, because you're just like me. You never shut up." And you know what? Here it is. Here it is. I don't even want to say how many years later, because that was 1970, I think. And I have my own show. It's not Johnny Carson, but it's In This Corner. So there you go.
Oh, what a great story. James E. Smith, better known as Smitty, co-host, co-owner, co-producer, and host, of course, of In This Corner TV is with us. Anything boxing is on the agenda here in this hour on America Tonight at 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283, or you can shoot me an email, bob@boblongradio.com. And Smitty, your website is just chock full of all kinds of goodies. You do a lot of reports on a daily basis on things that are going on in the world of sports. You also do a lot of interviews, not only here in North America, but around the world as well. When we come back on the other side, why don't we hold that, and we'll talk all about that with James E. Smith as America Tonight continues right here. Don't go away.
Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. diseases, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. October 4th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,789.80. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,833.76, $916.88 for a half ounce, or $458.44 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,833.76, $916.88, and $458.44.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Music is a world within itself, with a language we all understand.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much for being with me here tonight on America Tonight. Your normal host, Kate Delaney, is taking a deserved night off, and I'm having fun here filling in for her. We're talking boxing in this hour with one of my best friends in the entire world, the host of In This Corner TV, James Smith. And before the break, Smitty was telling us a little bit about his website, all the great content that's there. And Smitty, as I said, you're no stranger to the radio airwaves, appearing on a lot of big shows here in North America, as well as Down Under and elsewhere.
Yeah, but before, that was just, we were bouncing back. It's always fun to do radio because I did it for so many years. That was little Stevie Wonder you had.
Yeah.
They're songs in the key of life. And I got to tell you, my Stevie Wonder story because it's brand new. Last week I was in Beverly Hills where I was getting ready to interview Kevin James, the actor. He's in a new movie called Here Comes the Boom that'll be coming out next week, an MMA movie. And anyway, I was slated to interview Lennox Lewis, the former great heavyweight champion, a few days later. And Lennox was on my mind, and I'm getting ready to go into this elevator, and you know how I always have to be, you know, very Miami-esque, and I had my sunglasses on, and it was evening time, and I'm getting ready. I get off this elevator, getting ready to, and I got back on in another elevator, and I bumped in. I turned around and looked, and I bumped into somebody. I looked back, and I thought it was Lennox Lewis for just a second. And I'm thinking, wow, what's Lennox doing here? I got to interview him in Vegas. And it was actually Stevie Wonder.
No.
And until I turned around a second time and realized this guy's not quite big enough to be Lennox Lewis, but they actually, you know, have the dreadlocks and wear the hair the same way for a split second. Of course, I recognize Stevie. He didn't recognize me, but he was very nice. So there you go. There's my my Stevie Wonder story, which happened last week. But, you know, Bob, one of the things we do on InThisCornerTV.com and some of the other sites that share my content, like the SecondsOut.com, which is the largest provider of boxing interviews in the UK, and Max Boxing, which is one of the top ones here, is I do a lot of stuff with fighters pre and post fight. Whenever there's a mega championship fight, especially if it's here in Las Vegas with maybe the likes of Manny Pacquiao or Floyd Mayweather or others, we do stuff setting the table for the fights, and then I'm usually the one that gets an exclusive interview with the winner and sometimes the loser. But we do a lot of other stuff, you know, regarding fighters and stories on boxing, and interview some of the greats from the past. So we like to say that our interviews that are shared between my site and others are the most viewed interviews of fighters on the planet. So that's something that we've worked really hard at the last 10 years, and we've carved out our own niche. And because of that and the television show, we've also started to do these things like I mentioned. You know, we interview a lot of celebrities, anything tied into boxing or even in this case with the Kevin James interview, MMA. But I just did something that with Hugh Jackman when Real Steel came out. They sent me to New York to do an exclusive with him. Did something with Mark Wahlberg and Christian Bale before The Fighter came out. I actually predicted that Bale would win the Oscar, which he did. And we did an entire lengthy show with Samuel L. Jackson some years back when Resurrecting the Champ came out. Something that we're going to push forward in 2013. There'll be a whole lot more interviews with me with celebrities, and again, tying everything into the world of boxing and what have you. So it's a lot of fun, and you know, you kind of have crossed over and interviewed so many, like you're doing tonight, with so many different guests. But one thing about a prize fight, the world comes to a prize. You never know who you're going to be sitting with at a major boxing event. Back in the day, it was Frank Sinatra and Elvis, and now it's, you know, it could be a Sean Penn or a Henry Winkler. You just never know. The Queen of England. You don't know who's going to be next to you at a major champ. Well, maybe not the Queen of England, but everybody else.
That is so true. Absolutely. Let's talk a little bit about the number of boxing movies. It seems like in recent years we've seen a tremendous number of boxing movies. Do you think it's because, as you said a little bit earlier, boxing is kind of a great metaphor for the struggles that we all have in this life?
Yeah, and what better way? You know, Rocky is such a wonderful illustration, and I got to be there, you know, in 2011 when Sylvester Stallone was inducted into the International Boxing Hall of Fame in Canastota, New York, and I received a lot of comments from all over the world asking me whether I thought Sly deserved to be in there. He never fought. I said, you know, absolutely. That movie inspired so many people because everybody can relate to it, you know, and would like to hope that they know somebody that can relate to it, the struggling story. And fighters are such a great example because unlike any other athlete, they are the most common yet uncommon of all athletes, and I've interviewed them all, especially when I was doing radio. They're just a different breed. Very, very few come from even a middle class. It's usually very poor, struggling, impoverished, and in a lot of pain, and this leads them into this world inside the squared circle, which is like no other, but they also happen to be probably the most, you know, personable when you get to know them of all athletes, and you know, and there's just nothing like, for example, Canastota, New York, when you can walk into Graziano's restaurant and see a Sugar Ray Leonard or Tommy Hearns or still the great Jake LaMotta is still alive and Carmen Basilio and people like that. But I think, yeah, we've had so many going all the way back to Requiem for a Heavyweight and The Champion and Rocky movies and obviously, I'm sure, one of your favorites, Raging Bull. And, of course, in recent, you know, years, what we had with The Fighter doing so well with, you know, Christian Bale and Mark Wahlberg telling the story of Mickey Ward, my good buddy, you know, his that true life story. And so, yeah, I don't think that will ever end. And I think of all the sports, clearly, Million Dollar Baby, another one, you know, that was so successful, that, you know, directed by Clint Eastwood, and he was in that movie. And So yeah, there's just been so many, and I don't think it'll end. And in fact, I have a screenplay that I wrote that I'm chopping out there now, which is I think will be pretty attractive if I ever get it out.
I understand completely. Our telephone number is 855-266-5283. James Smith, Smitty, is with us, the host of In This Corner TV. He's not only the host, but the co-owner and co-producer, world-renowned expert in the realm of boxing. Who's your all-time favorite heavyweight champion? We'll throw that out as a question. 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. Smitty, with the In the Ring segments of In This Corner, as you mentioned, you have been in the ring with truly some of the greats of all time. One of my favorites, of course, was a couple of years back when you put on the gloves and got in there with Mike Tyson. And I know you've known Mike Tyson for a long, long time, but in his prime, I mean, talk about almost animalistic. What was it like looking into his eyes while you're in the ring with him?
You know, it's funny. I just was with Mike this past Friday, and he was laughing and giggling about, the in-ring segment. He just had neck surgery, and I wanted to say to him, but I should have done that segment with you when you just had your surgery for your neck, because you still moved around pretty damn good when we got in there. And that was one of the ones where I got to admit that I was a little tiny bit intimidated, because for your audience listening, this isn't a thing where, you know, this is like a Jimmy Kimmel or Fallon or somebody getting in there playing around. We actually get in there and they demonstrate the skills, and because I box professionally, they really get into it. And there was a point where Mike was demonstrating his left hook, which was this sort of coup de grace shot, and he hit me with this shot. And it didn't hurt that bad at the time. I felt that he had such heavy hands, but fighters know how to pull their shots. And I thought it was no big deal until the next day when I reached up there and my little bridge that I have fell out of my mouth. You know, so I realized, you know, he has some heavy hands. And Sugar Ray Leonard, actually, at the Hall of Fame in Canastota this past June, hit me with the hardest shot, single shot, that I've ever been hit with, much to the delight of the crowd in attendance there watching. A lot of them had been there the year before when I did in-ring segments live, and that's become sort of a regular thing that we do now at the induction ceremony weekend in Canastota. I go there and we go live to tape with my in-ring segments, and the crowd gets a chance to watch these. But Mike Tyson, and you nailed it. It's the eyes. Right there when I was in the pocket with him, and he was demonstrating how to fight in the pocket and how to maximize those short, powerful punches, yes, it got a little scary.
Well, it's not scary here. It's America Tonight. I'm Bob Logg for Kate Delaney. Don't go away.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety? Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMics.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMice.com also carries real spy gear like bug and metal detectors and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMice.com, spelled just like it sounds, StunGunMice.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMics.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMics.com.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit HerbalHealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
All across North America and around the world, the name of the program is America Tonight. Your regular host, Kate Delaney, is taking a much-deserved rest and having fun over in Ireland. My name is Bob Long, joined by a gentleman I've known for umpteen years, 20 years or so. Can't believe that. One of my best friends in the entire world, host of In This Corner TV, also co-owner and co-producer of the show. He actually gets in the ring with the boxers in this very unique television series, which is seen all over North America. We have a little poll question out there about your favorite heavyweight champion of all time. We'd love to hear from you at 855-266-5283. It's 855-266-5283. Smitty, before the bottom of the hour break there, you were telling us the story of getting hit by Sugar Ray Leonard at the Boxing Hall of Fame when you were taping a In This Corner segment, and you said the crowd enjoyed your pain.
Yeah, you know, I think that, it, and of course I appropriately, being the showman that I was, jumped up and ran towards one of the ring corners and said, "No mas, no mas," referring to the legendary fight that he had, second fight with Roberto Duran, and, the crowd got a kick out of that. Interestingly enough, fast forward to this past, last Friday when I sat down and did an entire show, our first ever Spanish show with Roberto Duran, who explained to me that he never said those words, no mas, in that fight. That was something that Howard Cosell made up, and he actually told us that Howard made that up because he was mad that he wouldn't, you know, grant an interview with him, and so he just made that up. And that's probably not too far from the truth, because you know, I had heard before that he had never said that. But it's interesting getting in there, and part of the reason why Ray landed the little shop that he did and Tyson did, and when I was in there with Bernard Hopkins, he was showing us some of the great techniques and some of the illegal, let's say, or you know, stuff that Bernard does in there. It was interesting. One of the things he was showing me was how when he fought Felix Trinidad, when the referee wasn't looking, he would go behind the legs of Trinidad, the thin legs, rather spindly legs of Trinidad, and bang his hip and bang his way up upper thighs. And he kept demonstrating this on me, and you know, I was paying attention. I was into it. He was into it, and you know, especially when he's showing some of the things that, again, that if you can get away with them, like Bernard says, you get away with them. And the next morning, I get up and I could barely walk, and I'm saying, "What the heck is?" And then I realized I looked, and it was because he had beaten up the dog on back of my legs and this thing. So they really, the fighters really get into this, and more often than not, what excites me is when a fan. When a up and coming fighter, or even with a lady who wasn't even a real boxing fan, just watches the big fights with her husband, and she'll send me a thing. Wow, I never knew that how artistic it was and how much technique it was. And I always like to say that it can be very much, you know, artistic brutality, because at the highest level of boxing, and you know this from, you know, being around me, it's very, very skillful stuff.
It certainly is. Smitty, you and I are fortunate enough to have grown up in an era when, you know, there were some really great heavyweight fights that were on television, network television. I remember, of course, Howard Cosell and all of his great coverage of Muhammad Ali. But, you know, when I think back at some of the great fights that you and I have seen with Joe Frazier and Muhammad Ali, and Muhammad Ali and George Foreman, these fights to me stand head and shoulders above anything that we've seen in the last 25 years.
Yeah, I agree with you. You know, I had a young man come over the other day that likes to watch fights with me, and I pulled out Ali Frazier 1, which I feel so blessed that I was in my own little tiny little way a part of what was not only the greatest fight I've ever seen, but I think it was the greatest sporting event ever. Not the greatest fight ever, the greatest sporting event ever. The world stopped that day, March 8, 1971, when Muhammad Ali and Smokin' Joe Frazier climbed inside the squared circle at Madison Square Garden. Anybody who was anybody, who even wanted to be anybody, was there. It wasn't an easy ticket. In fact, some still call it the most difficult ticket ever. Frank Sinatra couldn't get one, and he was the king of New York. But he did get in, playing the role of a photographer, I think, for, you know, I guess it was Time or Life magazines, one of the magazines he was, you know, he got a credential.
Wow.
And it was there at ringside with the thing about that fight that I still get goosebumps when I think about it is I was with Ali up until 14 days before that fight at the Fifth Street Gym in Miami. And then when he went and fought, and I watched it on closed circuit TV, Ali, of course, lost that fight, got decked in the 15th and final round, showed tremendous heart and courage. Frazier just exerted his will. I cried after the fight, didn't go to school the next day, and convinced myself for years that Ali had won that fight, but he didn't. And years later, as I matured a little bit and got a little bit less biased, I finally got to meet Joe Frazier. And it was a great story because I met Smokin' Joe with my then wife, Kim, who you know, and we were at a function, and I came up to the table, and Kim was talking to Joe, and I showed him. I pulled out all these pictures of Ali, and I said, "Yeah, I knew Ali and this and that." And Joe looked at me, and he said, "You know what? I'm not going to slap you, but I am going to take your wife for a dance." And he appropriately took up my wife. It may have even been that James Brown song that you bumped us back in here with. But I will say that over the years, I got to know Smokin' Joe, and I'm proud to say, even though it's sad to think about it, that I did the final interview with Joe Frazier, which was right before I left for the Hall of Fame in 2011. Joe came into town. I did an interview with him that he agreed to at the last minute. and it was it turned out to be the last interview we ever did. And right when we were getting ready to air it, I got a call that Joe was sick, very sick, and I pulled the interview. I pulled the show. Unfortunately, he would pass away a week or so later. We've never aired that show. We're actually getting it's in production now. We're putting some bells and whistles on it, including an interview that I did on radio with Muhammad Ali back in the late 80s before the Parkinson had really taken over. Mm-hmm. And so I'm so excited about that show. And again, I have so much respect for Joe. There wouldn't have been an Ali, too, without a Joe Frazier and vice versa. So that when you think of rivalries in sport, and there's another one, rivalry, Ali Frazier, nothing better.
What's Joe? What was Joe Frazier like outside of the circle as a guy? What was he like as a man?
Fantastic. Never met an autograph he wouldn't sign. Loved to be with people. Gregarious, fun-loving guy. Had that chip on his shoulder because, in truth, Ali did take it too far with, you know, what he did to Joe. If it wasn't for Joe, I mean, and that's what when I talk to young fighters today, even like Pacquiao and Mayweather, I'm sure you have people in your audience that are wondering when are those two ever going to fight. Ali and Frazier got on the phone and they made their own fight. They wanted to fight each other. You know, money aside, they wanted to see who was the best. And, Joe Frazier was a great guy, though, to answer your question.
855-266-5283. We'd love to get your nomination for the greatest heavyweight champion of all time in boxing. 855-266-5283. It's interesting that the thriller in Manila, the Howard Cosell phrase, rope-a-dope, continues to be part of the vernacular, part of the vocabulary of America. I mean, they even use that analogy to the debate last night that's a little bit what President Obama was doing. But let's talk about that great fight that was held in a very unusual locale.
Yeah, well, the thrill in Manila, of course, was Ali Frazier number 3 in the Philippines. But also the rope-a-dope was Foreman and Ali at the Rumble in the Jungle. And that's where, of course, Ali would lay against the ropes, you remember, and let George tire himself out. And when he punched himself out, Ali put him away in round number 8. And it was actually Ali who came up with all. He called Sonny Liston the Bear, Floyd Patterson the Hare. George, called George Shabalo the Washerwoman. The Mummy was somebody, and the Gorilla was Joe Frazier, and Ali coined all of these different things. But it's funny you mentioned, because people think about the thrill in Manila as the best of the 3 Ali Frazier fights. Clearly, Bob, trust me, the first one, March 8th, 1971, they were both unbeaten. That was the best fight. The thrill in Manila may have been the one that really. Well, it certainly ended, it ended Frazier's career. And for all intents and purposes, there are people like Ferdy Pacheco who think that fight and a few others are what caused the damage that we see so obviously with Ali now.
Yeah, that is true. I agree with you about that first fight. And again, the way the world has changed, the media has changed. I mean, as you pointed out, even Frank Sinatra couldn't get a ticket to that. But not only was that fight on the cover of Sports Illustrated magazine, it was on the cover of Life magazine. The entire media universe was covering that event. That's how big it was.
Yeah, I mean, everything. And again, that was a time where, too, Muhammad Ali did something too that was just so amazing. He actually, he was one of the most, hated guys in America, before that fight because of his stance on the military and refusing to go serve and what have you. But something happened after that fight, and it was the dignity with which he handled the loss. And everything, public sentiment turned around, and Ali is now, and has been for so long, one of the most popular and revered figures of all time. But I remember my mother, wanting to punch out some of her patrons at the bar for making a racist thing when she had my picture up there with Ali, prior to that fight. So.
Wow. Hold that thought. More with Smitty around the bend.
You store guns, ammo, and food and water. But do you store peace of mind when it comes to your firearms? Now you can with Duracoat. The last thing anyone needs is a firearm that won't work when you need it most. Improve the factory finish and Duracoat your firearms once for a lifetime of protection against rust and corrosion. And Duracoat also protects against water, salt water, mud, grime, or whatever nature throws at you. The Duracoat Shake and Spray Finishing Kit has everything you need to finish a complete firearm for just $34.95. No need for an airbrush or other spray equipment. Just degrease, then spray on Duracoat and let dry for a lifetime of protection. Duracoat is the simplest and most user-friendly firearm finish you can buy. Use Duracoat on knives, camping equipment, or anything metal, plastic, or wood you want to protect from the elements. Call 800-830-6677 or visit Duracoat.net. Spelled Duracoat.net. Duracoat, the finest firearm finish on the planet.
My name is Gary Johnson. Today I reach out to you, members of all political parties, including the disaffected and disillusioned among the Republicans and Democrats. Today there's a handful of people in Washington ruining America for 330 million of us. They've kept our nation in a state of perpetual war and increasing unsustainable debt. This small group has presided over the elimination of our Bill of Rights and the systematic dismantling of our freedoms guaranteed us under our Constitution. We the people will never agree on the small things, but let's agree on the big thing. Our leaders have blown it. America is better and brighter than this. Be libertarian with me this one time, and I'll prove it to you. Live free.
Gary Johnson, Libertarian for President.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2012.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for listening to America Tonight, filling in for Kate Delaney. I'm Bob Long. Our telephone number is 855-266-5283. James E. Smith is with us. Smitty, the host of In This Corner TV, a scene all over North America, all over the world. Boxing expert, commentator, former syndicated talk show host. Matter of fact, one of the great radio stations broadcasting the show right now, WICC AM 600 in Bridgeport, Connecticut, used to air Smitty's ringside seat years ago when Smitty and I were both on the same radio network. So we want to say hello to all those listeners, 855-266-5283. In addition to
Bob, I'm a little disappointed in your producer. He hasn't bumped me back in with any Bon Jovi. We have had an eclectic mix, and I'll be ringside for a Bon Jovi concert at the House of Blues this week. So I don't know what the last one was. That even outdates me. But anyway, I'm a little disappointed in him. But we won't hurt him.
No, definitely we won't hurt. And the show's not over yet. You never can tell what we're going to close with. So, you know, it was a little touch of Las Vegas. You're joining us live from Las Vegas. And, of course, over the years, you've met and interviewed so many great people. And I used to get such a kick out of you and Don King doing the stuff on the radio. How is Don today, number one? He must be really up there age-wise. And tell our listeners a little bit about the inside story about the real Don King. Is he truly what he appears to be in the media?
Well, there's not enough time left in this broadcast to try you in any way, shape, or form, but I can guarantee you this, that Don King would have done a much better debate last night against either one of them, you know, than either one of them did, because he could, as he would say, he could talk out of both sides of his mouth and whistle at the same time. A brilliant promoter. Self-made, you know, any guy who can kill a couple people and still end up as the top promoter in the history of boxing deserves something. He's in the, he was actually inducted into the Florida Boxing Hall of Fame with me a couple of the years ago. And, I've known him since I was, just a young lad, you know, starting up in the business and worked for him doing fights as a broadcaster. And, he's a brilliant promoter. I mean, he was masterful at that. And, you know, I was with Larry Holmes at this WBC convention that I've alluded to a couple of days ago. They had an event where Hublot Watches, a Swiss watch, was there, and they were auctioning off all these watches to try to raise money for a pension plan for fighters, which gosh knows, fighters need it more than any other sporting figures do. And Larry Holmes always would make me laugh about Don King because he would, you know, talk all about him and sue him, but he'd always say one thing. You know, Don stole more money from me than anybody else, but damn it, he made me more money than anybody else could. And that's kind of the thing with Don. He also was brilliant with numbers. Every attorney or person that, accountant or everybody that worked with Don, I was always amazed by what they all said, that with numbers, they said he was like a genius. Didn't need a calculator, didn't need a spreadsheet. He just was brilliant with numbers, and that may come from the fact that he started out as a numbers runner on the streets of Cleveland, but always was good to me. And, you know, even when I was going through a separation with my wife one time, I got a call from him, and he was singing to me a song. It's cheaper to keep her, a soul song. So I have a lot of Don King's stories. So
let's talk about the recent Olympics, and I know you were not pleased with the judging at the London Games. Give us your thoughts on the last Olympics.
We're just in such bad shape, you know, with our heavyweight pro. Well, I mean, our Olympics, period. And it's for so many reasons. The kids today are getting into MMA so much and other things. And with our last Olympian, as a matter of fact, a gold medalist, was Andre Ward, who's a good friend of mine and a big fan of the show. Is a great young man and a world champion, one of the top fighters in the world. He's actually coming to town to do my show within the next few weeks. And maybe I'm going to get him to really speak to this as to why, you know, we're so pathetic now. And it's just because the gyms aren't out there, the police athletic leagues aren't out there, kids just aren't, you know, going out there and participating at a young age. And the heavyweight division is just, in America, to use the name of one of my favorite movies, is less than zero right now. It's pretty pathetic. And as you know, and I can't say too much about it, I'm working on a reality show, which hopefully if we put it together properly and it mm-hmm. comes out properly, and God willing, it might be a thing that might revive and rekindle some hope for the next great American heavyweight, and hopefully by the time you and I talk again on air somewhere, I'll have more on that. But we have been pretty pathetic in the Olympic Games in recent years.
Absolutely. I noticed a good mutual friend of both of ours has a brand new book, and you're covering it online at your website. Al Bernstein, tell us a little bit about his book.
Yeah, 30 years, 30 undeniable truths. I've done so many fights over the years, you know, with Al, and it's just basically about television. It's about boxing, and as you can tell, you know, we all have so many great stories. I mean, from me talking about, you know, stories with Ali and Johnny or Don King singing a Johnny Taylor song. Well, Al spent so many years in the sport, and he has so many stories about what goes on at ringside and leading up to fights, and it's a real nice read. And you can go to my website at InThisCornerTV.com and see an exclusive interview there with him. We got something coming up on steroids and boxing in the next couple of weeks, and just as of tomorrow or the next day, there'll be Kevin James. I know an actor that you know who Kevin is, and been in, of course, was King of Queens, was the star of that very popular sitcom, and he's been in so many movies, Hitch, so many movies recently, and he's in this new movie with Henry Winkler and Salma Hayek and the great MMA legend Boss Rutten called Here Comes the Boom, which premieres on October the 12th. So I sat down in Tinseltown with him last week, a funny guy, great guy, and that's something. So there's a lot of stuff. If you're not just a hardcore boxing fan, there's a lot of other interesting stuff. But for the hardcore boxing fan, we really have some wonderful stuff. We got some big fights coming up. So and we have 13 shows, brand new shows in HD coming out on the program, and a lot of exciting things for 2013. If I can live that long, if you don't keep me up these hours, you know. And I'm going to say this to you: we talk so much about Ali. I asked your producer during the break, who's played no Bon Jovi, about, because I get paid to do a lot of these broadcasts. I get paid by New Zealand every week, and he told me what you're offering me. And I got to say, to quote Ali, I like your show and I like your style, but your pay is so cheap, don't call for a while.
Very well said indeed. Well, I'll tell you, this has been really fun talking about boxing and talking about the show. Where can is there a listing where someplace online where folks can go to find out where they can see In This Corner TV? I can finally see it now.
Go to the website, and you know we're available on a number of DirecTV and Dish Network stations. So, like in your neck of the woods, of course, we're on NESN, the New England Sports Network, Comcast, California, Sports Time Ohio, a plethora of cable stations that pick us up, Cablevision in New York on the Fight Now Network. Our world's about 40 million homes per week, and I'm really just thrilled to say that we're going into what will be our ninth year in syndication without interruption, and what that means is there's never been a week when we've been off the air, and that's a blessing, especially when you do it on a small scale, because like you say, you know, we're a small group. I was the creator. I'm the host. You know, I clean the cars. I wash the dishes. I clean the gloves. You know, I sweep the gym in order to keep our show on the air. But we're quite proud to say we are the only syndicated sit-down weekly interview show in the world, Bob. Not just in America, but in the world. So we're very proud of that fact, and trying to do our best for what we consider the most noble of all sports and the most difficult, and that's professional prize fighting.
Well, thank you, my friend, and we're going to take you out in style. Thank you so much for joining us here on America Tonight. He is the one and only James E. Smith, a.k.a. Smitty.
The sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the door sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.